super disappointed. I mean, we've clearly let ourselves down. We let, you know, let our fans and supporters down, and it's not acceptable. We came here, as you say, with so much to play for, and, you know, not for the first time this year, and especially in the second half, we weren't able to elevate to the level required. So we've got some searching to do. You know, obviously the season is now out, you know, in terms of where we finish is out of our control. We obviously got one game to go, and then whatever it presents. But clearly tonight was nowhere near the level, and, you know, that's disappointing.
He sounds disappointed. He just said it then. Don Pike, coach of the Adelaide Crows, after their performance against Collingwood on the weekend at the Adelaide Oval of all places, with a final spot on the line. 66 points was the margin to the travelling team. Bryce Gibbs was out there living it for the Adelaide Crows. He's been good enough to join us again on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Bryce.
Morning, fellas.
Interesting weekend it was for you guys. What was the... We heard Don there talking post-game, but was there a level of frustration and anger from him post-game in the rooms, or was it a very measured conversation?
Yeah, he's pretty measured, actually. I think he didn't want to rant and rave too much. Obviously, everyone was disappointed and pretty flat once the siren went and we're back in the room. So, he just wanted us to reflect for the next couple of days and come back in on Monday and let's have a chat about it and see if we can unearth anything. So, he didn't go off too much, but, he was just as stunned as we all were.
So what we hear after losses like that, particularly during the year, I suppose, is that we have on the Monday we come in, we have a forensic review, a brutal review of that performance. With a game to go and still being a chance to make finals, was it that sort of review yesterday, or was it a bit more conversational about how we can improve for this week?
Yeah, it was more down that path. We didn't watch too much vision or analyse the game too much. It was more just get in a couple of small groups, have a chat and report back to everyone just on how we were feeling and what was going through our minds, especially during that second half. And with a week to go, I mean, the funny thing is we can still make it. That's the weird thing about this year's footy and how it's panned out. So instead of, you know, going too hard and making it even a more miserable day, reviewing it inside out, we just wanted to have a chat, hear what blokes were thinking and park it. There's not much we can do. We're still in the hunt and all our energy is going to go into beating the Bulldogs this weekend.
How did you feel after the game? And look, footy's tough. We know that. It's a hard game, and qualifying for finals, let alone winning a flag, is super difficult. And you are in the back end of your career, not finishing, but the back end of your career, knowing that there was a finals campaign on the line, if you're able to front up and put up a performance most people thought you could, how did you feel when the siren rang?
Oh, very frustrated. And just trying to understand how it happens. As you said, with so much on the line, on our home deck, in front of our own fans, with finals on the line, to dish up what we did, it's just frustrating. And we don't want to be in that position. And I know that everyone is trying their hardest, even though it might not look like it and the result didn't reflect that. But, as someone who has been around the traps for a long time and who's desperate to play finals, it is bitterly disappointing and frustrating.
So then, Gibbsy, how do you turn this now into a positive? You speak about the disappointment and the review and the like and potentially missing an opportunity, but the opportunity is still in front of you guys if you're good enough. So how do you now turn it into a positive and go to Ballarat on Saturday, I think it is, with a positive mindset, with a positive attitude?
So I think it starts today, Rammer. We've got a training session at AFL Match this week, which is a big indoor facility here. We're going to zing the ball around, get everyone up and about, get the bubble back, and control our training intensity. We've got two main sessions this week being as we get a long break. Just try to bring the fun back after what was a disappointing weekend, and focus all our energy on training hard, reviewing what the Bulldogs do well and how we can beat them and go over there with a good mindset to knock them off. And who knows, we could sneak in the finals still. So that's all we've got to do.
Spent a lot of time in Ballarat, Bryce? Played there?
I haven't. I have played there, but haven't spent a lot of time there.
Probably cold, probably windy.
Well, he's a long sleeve wearer, so it's no issue for our man.
Yeah, that's okay. We had that the Canberra game last year where it was 1 or 2 degrees over there. So we have played in the cold weather like that. But and we'll speak about that. The weather, the wind, whatever it is, there's no excuses. We're going to put that aside, and we're playing a game of footy against the Bulldogs, and we're going to beat them. So that's all we're going to focus on.
And that's all you need to worry about this week, because that's all that's on the line. It's going to be a great encounter. Sunday it is at Maher Stadium in Ballarat against the Western Bulldogs. We wish you the best of luck. I have no doubt there'll be a very, very different performance from the Adelaide Crows this week. A great challenge coming up against the Dogs. Good luck, Bryce. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys.